Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man.
Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
A kind of quiet day for the futures market here on the feeder cattle. We were down anywhere from 35 to 95, with the August being the weakest, down 95 at 149.25. We've been kind of under pressure since the end of May, but we had one day there that we did go at about 145 on the August feeder cattle before bouncing back. But higher corn and higher feed prices are just now, it seems like, coming to reality for a lot of folks that are getting their new feed bills and buying feed, which is 50 or even double the price it was just a few months ago. So I think that's coming to a realization, and that's keeping kind of some pressure here on the feeder cattle. The live cattle, same sort of action here, but we were a little higher, 20 to 50 higher with June at 116.72, up 50 August the next month out, only five higher at 117.82. And they've also been under pressure here. Of course, the JBS hack kind of put a wrinkle in the whole supply chain, and I think we're catching up here. But box beef is $338, up 28 cents at midday. The select was up 65 at 309. The choice select spread's $29. And I have seen a few bids in Nebraska at 120, which would be even with last week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Today's grain markets are higher here. It looks like the trade is looking for some drier forecast and drier weather up in the northern plains, which isn't really a new thing. We've been seeing quite a bit of that. We also have a USDA report on Thursday morning, and we have some estimates out here. The old crop ending stocks, it looks like for wheat, about 869 million bushels, lower than where they were in May. Corn, 1.207 billion. That would be lower than the 1.257 in May. So really cut back on the old crop corn ending stocks. The beans, 122 million. Last month, they were 120. Now the wheat, this is new crop wheat ending stock, 783 million bushels. That's higher than last month. Corn, 1.42 billion. That's lower than last month's 1.5. So both old crop and new crop corn ending stocks have been cut pretty good. Soybeans, 146 million, up from 140 last month. If you look at the world, new crop ending stocks, not much changed here except a little bit tighter corn. Last month, they thought 292 million metric tons. This month, it looks like 289 million metric tons. So about a 1% decrease in the overall corn ending stocks. Wheat and beans essentially were the same amount. And that reports this Thursday at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.